European Union spokesman John Clancy told reporters on Wednesday that the EU backs African Union efforts to push for the creation of a government of national unity between the two men. VOA spoke with Clancy.
Morgan Tsvangirai must be part of any transitional government. And if we reflect the first round of the election, where he won a majority of votes with 47%, then it's clear that he should be a leading member of that government as its potential prime minister or the head of government to ensure that certain reforms can take place.
The statement follows a similar call on Tuesday by French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, whose country has just taken over the EU's rotating presidency. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown also echoed the EU position. Addressing Parliament Wednesday, he said the only credible election was the March 29 poll won by Tsvangirai's MDC party. He described Friday's poll, in which President Robert Mugabe was the only candidate, as a travesty.
I'm pleased that yesterday the African Union called for an end to violence, set up a system of mediation, and we're talking about a transitional government in Zimbabwe. Having talked to the UN Secretary General this morning, I think it's right that the UN send an envoy to Zimbabwe. In the absence of real change, we will step up our sanctions and ask other countries to do so. We will press for tough action on Zimbabwe at the Security Council later today. We will do so at the G8 in coming days. There will not be support for reconstruction in Zimbabwe until democracy is restored.
South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki has been the mediator between Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF and Mr. Tsvangirai's MDC parties. He said at the end of the two-day African Union summit that it's up to Zimbabweans to solve their political future. Mr. Tsvangirai has rejected an African Union decision to keep the South African president in charge of efforts to resolve Zimbabwe's political crisis. He said that his group would not participate in talks about forming a governing accord with President Robert Mugabe's government unless an additional mediator was appointed. Mr. Tsvangirai won the most votes in the first round in March, but not enough to avoid a runoff. He withdrew from the race just days before the second round, citing widespread violence against opposition supporters. Mr. Mugabe claimed victory on Sunday after Friday's vote. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.